Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hello and welcome. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show, live here in Blog Talk Radio, or even live in MikeSpirit.fm, or even live on Spreaker. Whichever way you're listening to us, you're more than welcome to be here. If you want to call into the show today, then you are more than welcome. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, you need to dial 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening on Blog Talk Radio, there is a Skype button there. You can press that, and that way it is free. So that's Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. Well, today I've got an amazing guest and an amazing show lined up here for you today. I have a wonderful guy. I've spoken to him a little bit now. I'm not sure if he's with us just yet. Maybe it's because I'm producing the show that things might go wrong tonight. Who knows? You just never know what's going to happen, do you? But you're welcome to be here, and thank you for joining us. Let me introduce you to my wonderful guest. That's if he's here. Grant, are you there with us?
Hello, Mike. It's a pleasure to be on the show tonight.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. It really is. So do you want to tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, about your mediumship and how long you've been working as a medium?
Yeah, absolutely. Mike, you know, for me, I think it almost started out as a child. You know, I think, you know, many people come forward to me and said, how long have you been a medium for? Well, pretty much it was a natural process. I think I was opened very early at the stages of a child. Around about the ages of 8 or 9, I was experiencing a lot of stuff. I lived on a farmhouse for 16 years, which is an old manor house that got bombed in the Second World War. And basically, what it was is that this was a kitchen house that I lived in for that manor house. And I used to get a lot of spirit energy coming forward. I think that pretty much as many people do, we fear it to start and we block it away. So I think really when it started to open up for me was around about the age of 11. When my first real loss or parting of death, where my grandmother died, is that when I really truly opened up, you know. And I think that from then on, cutting a long story short, it sort of progressed from there. I started to work the platform at an early age of around about 15, 16, and I was up there doing demonstration at that age.
Okay, let's cut in there, Grant, because, yep. You know, as you're saying, you're doing a platform work from an early age. Now, I'd done exactly the same. You know, I was 17 when I took my first service.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, I loved doing that first service. But, you know, and I'll never forget the first one. I really won't. But, yeah. You know, did you find that you had lots of people saying to you, you know, that you're too young to do this?
Well, absolutely. I went forward and to a guy that was a massive medium. He works in the London College up in London as a lecturer. Yeah. And I went forward to this particular medium and he said to me, you're too young, really. And I said, well, what sort of age have you got to be? You know, this has been going on for years. And I did feel that there was this conflict within me getting what I was getting and what was going on within the old school way of, you know, you're too young for this and what have you. And I think pretty much within it, I was like, well, you know, where does it start? When do you stop giving messages at that age? You know, yeah. You know how spirit is. It's so strong.
Oh, it's spirit, isn't it? You know, and there's no getting away from it either, is there?
Absolutely. You know, you can't come away from it. And like I've always said to people and people that are, you know, developing, at the end of the day, when spirit come into your life, then they're in your life for a reason. and you've got to be putting the message out there. Yeah. And when we develop, obviously it's very strong and we have to keep putting the messages forward. But I think there comes to a time when you have to learn when the right time is or the right place. And I think when you're very young, it becomes an energy that you're forced upon it because spirit are trying to prove their existence and put that forward through you. And I think no matter what age you are, you know, it does happen at an early age. And I think that that's what it was for me. I mean, at the end of the day, Mike, I didn't even understand what the word medium was, as far as I was concerned, because, you know, I wasn't open to the big psychic people that we have around us. You feel very special. You feel gifted. So yeah. There is this feeling of wanting to go out there and show off what you have within a connection. And it can be a little bit sort of disorientating within the energy of what you're putting out. And you think, so why am I the only one that feels that I've got this? I think that when you listen to other people and you take their advice, you take that in and you think to yourself, but why? I can't stop this happening. This is the way that it's going. And I did ruffle a few feathers at the start, because basically what it was is that the validations were coming in so thick and fast, it did rub people up the wrong way. So it did fear me a little bit going forward. And I spoke to a lot of other guys through the circuit and on the circuit over the years that said to me, you know, you're going to have a few blockages with people through the work. And I said, that's fine. I think that's very much the way that it is out there through life anyway.
Yeah,
but overall, Mike, you know, I've met some amazing people through this work. And, you know, and I've learned a lot from people as much as people have learned from me.
Yeah.
And we do work as a team, and we should work as a team, because at the end of the day, it's not us doing it, it's spirit.
It's a spirit world, you know.
At the end of the day, all we are is the antenna.
Exactly, you know, the in-between bit, the telephone, call us what you want, you know. But you know, I can so relate there to you, Grant, you know, of the way that it started with you and how young you was and the walls and the barriers was put up in front of you, because, you know, it was exactly the way there for myself. And, you know, the only thing that kept me going through it all was knowing that what I had was special, knowing what I had was unique to myself, and I was doing good. And I thought to myself at that point, you know, that there's lots of my friends that's out there doing no good or up to no good, and I was doing good. And I suppose that's the only way that's the only thing that kept me going through it all in the beginning. You know, as I got a little bit older and, you know, I got a bit more known around the circuit, then I suppose I was a bit more accepted to the point of where it is now today. You know, people, well, it's Michael, he's the you know, he's one of the oldies at this now, and I'm thinking, gosh, you know, I turned 37, you know, Wednesday gone. So, you know, happy birthday, big happy birthday to me for last Wednesday, which is, hey, but there we are. But, you know, and I think to myself, I am like one of the oldies now, isn't it? Because, you know, I've been in there so long, been, you know, working all the circuits, the church circuits, and been out and doing the, you know, the theatres and the clubs and, you know, the traveling the world, the same as yourself, because I know that you've just returned home from Spain, haven't you?
Yeah, I've just come back from Spain. I've been doing a lot of work out there on the private view, but basically got a lot of connections out there and building connections up, because I'm looking at doing a tour out there at some point and doing some work along the Costa del Sol. Made a lot of connections through people on this side of the water as well, and we're pushing that forward and trying to get some more work going on out there. My partner's parents live out in Andalusia, so it makes it easier for me to go backwards and forwards. So we are looking at pushing it across the water a bit more. I am still very busy here in the UK, so it's not going to be, you know, something that's going to be a flash in the pan. It's going to take a little time to build up, because as you well know, you know, it's almost regaining the confidence in the energies that you're working with abroad and the people that you work with. So you're building up reputation in time. But I've got to say to you, it just feels to me, because obviously you've got a lot of expats out there of bits and pieces, and once the word's spread about, because there's only X amount of psychics down working on the Costa del Sol, like Mark Bajanski and people like that, you know, from the S, that these are the guys that have been there, and they've been there for a few years, and these guys are respectable guys. So, you know, you don't want to rub them up the wrong way. You don't want to tread on their toes. You just want to work alongside them and hope that you can work, you know, you know, in complete and parallel with them. And I think that at the end of the day, you know, it's going to be good, and I'm hoping to make more connections with these guys. It's going to be an incredible journey. I'm not just looking at Spain. I want to broaden my horizons out to America in time. That's my big plan. But I think that you can only take one step at a time. I think that England's pretty much an area where there's a lot of people doing it over here in the UK, and I think that at the end of the day it's a bit of a dog eat dog world, and I think we've got to make sure that there's enough for everybody. And I think that it's important to spread the word, and this is something pretty much within me, Mike, but spreading the word is the main part of the game. And I think that pretty much that there's people out there that work differently, and I do work differently. I'm more of what they call a universal medium and not an earthbound medium like the old school way. This is pretty much something I wanted to talk about a little bit tonight, but quickly about star seeds, and that's pretty much where I come into line. It's very in depth, but if you want to come through and talk to me more about that, you can come through to me via my website or by my email address, and we can go into that a little bit more deeper. So I'm not going to go too deep into it, because it just goes deeper and deeper and deeper, and many layers of an onion, and I could talk for hours with it, Mike, as you well know.
Yeah, of course.
Because it all goes on to stuff like to do with 2012 and to do with the Orion's Belt and bits and pieces, but I don't want to go too far that level, because I think the thing with me is being where I am and going into that and making sure that I do my work on the energy of bringing spirit through and bringing the messages through of comfort.
Of course. And you know, again, that's what, you know, grips me into, is bringing the comfort to someone that's either feeling down through a loss of a loved one, or they're feeling, you know, whatever. You know, the primary thing is to build that connection with the spirit world and allow the spirit world to pass the messages of love through you or through myself as a channel, you know. But, you know, I can relate to exactly of your story of what you've just said, because, you know, as I said, you know, I started out when I was young. I have toured Spain. I must say that was a fantastic experience to do that. Yeah. America, I've got America booked in. I'm going to Florida in September.
Fantastic.
Which I'm, you know, so excited for. I really am, you know, and I'm hoping to build lots of bridges there with lots of different places in America, because I'm going to be doing a little tour around America. So, you know, keep listening in, and, you know, we'll be fully informed of where I will be, what I will be doing. But I know I will be going to Florida, down to West Palm Beach, which, you know, Grant, to be honest with you, I'm looking forward to that lovely sunshine that they keep having. And yeah, it always makes me jealous. Every time I do this show, you know, we have lots of American people calling, and bless everyone. You know, the more than welcome, the more the merrier. That's what I say. And, you know, it always seems to be, you know, the California rings in, and the Florida rings in. And they always say to me, you know, the weather is beautiful here. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, all we get is rain, and more rain.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to get out there. Maybe I'll catch a bit of a tan. You know, who knows? No.
Well, I did work alongside a guy from California called Jeffrey Balance, and he got me into doing a project for the Art Freeze Festival here in London. And basically what we did is we transmediumshipped the energies of famous artists through. That is on, you can go on to iPlayer, BBC iPlayer, and watch that for the Culture Show on BBC Two. That was a few years ago.
Yeah.
And basically we did this project, and I also did a BBC Radio 4 interview, and I basically brought through the energy of Andy Warhol as well. That was an amazing event. It got a lot of publicity, not just here. It went out to CNN, and it was documented on CNN. And if you look up Jeffrey Balance, he's now writing a book on the whole of the event, and it's all going to go into a book, which is going to be fantastic. But he's talking about doing some more stuff with me in the future. So I'm looking forward to working with him again, hopefully.
Okay, wonderful. Well, you know, it seems to be as if you know that you're taking your mediumship seriously, and you're taking it far and wide. I know that you've done some TV work, as you've just said there. But I know that you're doing some more TV work, even not as we speak, because obviously you're live with me on the radio, but you know that you're doing lots of TV work. Do you want to tell us a little bit about those bits and pieces that you're doing on TV at the moment?
Well, absolutely. You know, I got into the first TV I got into was Psychic TV, which is known as Psychic Today, on our satellite channels on 886. I was there for 3.5 years and made some amazing contacts through that and amazing friends through the energy of that particular work. I come away from there focused more on my own stuff because I couldn't do mediumship on there, as you well know. You know, we have a lot of restrictions here in the UK about what we can talk about. So it's mainly about love readings and doing career readings and house moons and bits and pieces. So I went on to there. I've recently worked for Psychic World TV as well, which is another channel below the one that I previously worked for. And again, come across some amazing psychics and one of your hosts that you have on your show, lovely Sarah May. I've worked alongside her as well. Absolutely fantastic lady. But yeah, I haven't closed the door on Psychic World TV. It's just at the moment I'm focusing more on the energy of what I'm doing at the moment with my stuff. I've just been asked also to do predictions for the Big Brother house for Channel 5. I got an email back just before I went away to Spain a couple of weeks ago saying that they want me on there. They want me to showcase the automatic writing. I had to go there and have a meeting with them and showcase me doing the automatic writing, and that went down like a storm. So they're really wanting me there. So over the next couple of weeks, I'm expecting to get an email back and go forward with it from there, really, Mike. But yeah, TV is, you know, I get a lot of offers, Mike, as you probably do yourself. And the thing is that, you know, I never keep myself in one area. I make sure that I've got many, many strings to my bow.
Yeah, because I think it's open, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think it's important too, because I've learned that if you stay in one area within TV, they can hold you there and you can't get to do the other things that you want to do. And I've recently just started work with a lovely paranormal investigation team. I'm their main medium. And this is Spooksavers. I've only done 3 events with them now, but they've been amazing. So yeah, Spooksavers at spooksavers.co.uk. You go through to them and you'll find they're up and coming. They're down in the southeast. They go around the Essex and Kent area, but they're getting bigger and they've got a big following already. So there's a lot of feedback. You can follow them also on Twitter and Facebook.
So what was that web address again?
It's www.spooksavers.co.uk.
Okay,
and it's run by a lovely couple of ladies called Sarah and Tracy. They're absolutely fantastic. They are doing sort of they do head night stuff as well, so bits and pieces. So they're looking into expanding it a bit more. They got a fantastic website. If you can't find the website, it will link through my website at Grant Collier, www.grantcollier.co.uk, and you can find the link on there and it'll take you through to their website. But yeah, it's going really well, Mike. I come away from an investigation last night and I didn't get until 4 o'clock this morning, but wow, what an amazing night. A lot of activity. Yeah. I actually passed 7 spirit over to the light yesterday and rescued them, and that's what I love about the work. Because it's not just about giving the messages, Mike, as you know.
Most definitely.
Yeah, it's about helping spirit as well on the other side.
You know, when you've got an energy that's lost and they don't know where to go.
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing to help them and to know that you've helped them to cross over to the other side into that wonderful light and to live their next life of what we say is the spirit world, because that's, you know, exactly of where they go into that light and into that wonderful energy called the spirit world. So so Grant, let's have your web address again, because if people want to contact you, they can go to www.grantcollier.co.uk.
So it's www.grantcollier, all one word, .co.uk.
Okay, and they can catch you on Facebook. That's under Grant Collier, isn't it? Yeah.
That's it, yep.
And they can even email you at grantcollier@googlemail.com.
That's it. If they want to come through and private email me for readings or bits and pieces or want to book me, they can book me through the website via PayPal, and they can also come through and come through to me and arrange the times via my email address.
Okay, so they can just go on to grantcollier.co.uk,
And there's a button there which would say private readings or just book me or whatever it says there. And that's how they can obtain a private, personal, one-to-one reading with yourself, yeah?
Absolutely, mate. If you go on the website, there's plenty of pictures and bits and pieces on there. I read for Kerry Katona, I read for Sherry Houston, I've read for Anton Deck, Peter Andre, Stephen Mulhern, and I've met a lot of people and celebs through the way of contact as well. So, you know, all the pictures of on there that you see are not all the people that I've read for, but I've made a lot of contact through them as well. And that's because basically that I got through to X Factor and Britain's Got Talent as well. So I got through to the
But that's something I just wanted to talk to you about. The Britain's Got Talent and the X Factor, because not only are you a medium, but you sing as well, don't you?
I am a singer. A lot of people used to call me the singing psychic. Basically, what it was is that I went to Britain's Got Talent. I got to the judges in Liverpool 2 years ago, and it failed because, well, certain reasons. There was complications about what I could do and what I could show, and they wanted me to do a reading for Amanda Holden, and it was on Amanda Holden's baby, and then obviously she lost it, bless her heart, and then I couldn't go forward with it. But they loved the idea, Mike, because they said, what do you want to do with it? And I said, well, literally, I wanted to take it to Vegas, and I wanted to put it on stage as like a demonstration of mediumship, but also singing as well, like a cabaret act. And be it more acceptable to everybody. Do you know what I mean? That it wasn't all too serious doom and gloom.
Yeah.
That there was the fun side of it as well. And there was also that side where you can see it as a show. And they said it would be fantastic. So that's why they really went with this. But I wanted to bring through the oldies like Sinatra, because I sing Sinatra and I sing Dean Martin, you know, and all the oldies. So that was something that I wanted to put on stage. So it's still something that I have planned, and it's dear to my heart, because as you well know, I think the vibration of energy through music and song also heightens the vibration of energy. So that brings through the energy of spirit as well. So that was my plan.
Okay, so again, you know, if they go onto your website, if people want to go onto your website, is there a page in there where they would find your events?
Yeah, literally, you can go through, just flip through the pages there, go through them all, and you'll find the events there. I think there's an events page, or there's something there. I don't look at it much, and my partner, she designs my website, and she's changing it every 5 minutes, so it's always updated, and there's stuff always there to see new. So all I can say is just keep looking at the site.
Just keep an eye on the website, and that's where you'll find all your information. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
Absolutely wonderful. Well, I know that we're going to go to a short little break now, okay?
Okay.
And when we come back, we're going to go to the phone lines and take a couple of callers, because I know that we are very busy on the phone lines tonight, which is, you know, absolutely amazing. I thank each and every caller that calls in, and thank each and every listener that listens in live or even in the podcast of the show. Because, you know, without you listening, without you calling in, then we wouldn't have a show to do, Grant, would we? So, you know, I dearly thank each and every one of you for listening and for calling. And if you want to call into the show, there is still time. The numbers you need to call in on, it's 760-283-4611. Or if you're calling outside the USA, it's 001-760-283-4611. Or if you are listening in Blog Talk Radio, then there's a Skype button there. You can press it, and then your call will come straight through here to the studio, and that way you will be free. So we'll be right back just after this. We'll be right back. And welcome back. If you've just joined us, welcome. You're listening live here to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my wonderful host here today is Grant. Hi, Grant.
Hello, Mike.
Did you enjoy that?
I loved it. Do you know what? That picked up the energy, didn't it?
Oh, didn't it, Jess? You know, and it always it gets me going, and you know, that's the best thing about it. You know, it gets me going, and you know, I love listening to music because it kind of gives. You know, I'm gonna tell you a little secret here, Grant. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, whenever I'm going off to a demonstration, whether it be in a club, whether it be in a theatre, or even in the church, and I still love working the churches, and I think I always will. I adore working the churches.
Yeah.
And you know, I always got this CD. I put in the car, I jump in the car, put the CD on, and I got music on, and, you know, it's on as loud as I can, and I'm singing my head off, you know, and I can't string two notes together. I wish I was more like you that I could sing, but I can't, and it's horrendous, but never mind. I sing my head off like you wouldn't believe, and, you know, the energy just lifts up, so amazing, and I love working for the spirit world, but it's wonderful, isn't it?
Well, it is, because there's many times people have come through to me and said, you know, how do I meditate? You know, and I always say, well, what is meditation? What is meditation to you? And I think that at the end of the day, meditation for me is basically, like I say, sit down, listen to some music, and lose yourself in thought. Because at the end of the day, music brings that emotion forward. And it doesn't matter if it's on a happy emotion or on a sensitive emotion. At the end of the day, music is a big emotional experience. So whatever you're doing, you're raising the height of vibration on whatever type of music's coming through. So I've always used music as a meditation because it gets me to the spot of where I need to be.
Definitely. Well, let's see if we are where we need to be now, because I'm going to go to the phone lines and let's see if I get it right this time, okay? Because the last time I produced my own show, I think I had everything all backwards and upside down. But, you know, it doesn't matter, does it? It doesn't matter. Okay, let me bring on, I think that we have Paul here with us. Paul, are you there with us?
Oh, hello, Mike.
Hi, Paul. How are you doing there?
Okay, thank you. How are you?
Good. Paul, I actually recognize your voice. So I know that you're from the UK. So I'm going to hand you over to my wonderful guest here, Paul. So, Paul, you're over to Grant.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, Grant.
Hello. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, fine, thank you.
Oh, thanks. And, Paul, is there a specific question you want to ask me, or is there something you want me to go into around the situation of you?
Just a general reading, please.
Okay, mate. Well, I do feel at the moment there's a little bit of struggle around you. Not bad, but it just feels to me that I'm on an emotional link around the sensitivity of work. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No.
Right, okay. What they mean by that, I don't know if there's, I've got a little bit of noise in the background, don't worry about it. But I do feel at the moment there's an energy here where I've got a struggle or a blockage around something to do with work. Now, it's not on a major scale, but they are saying to me here that there's things that needs to be addressed, okay? It may not be major, but I do feel that there's that energy around it. But I feel that what I got with you is a very spiritual energy with you, Paul. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes.
Okay, now when I talk about the work, I'm not talking about physical work, I'm talking about the work with spirit. Do you understand what I mean by it?
Yes.
Because what I get around it is that I feel that you're very, very in tune, my friend. And I've got to say to you, they're saying to you here, keep the faith, if that makes sense to you. And I think when we look back, can you understand where something turned around in your life 5 years ago? Because I'm being told here by my guide that you started to open up more for a situation around a physical, material-based energy of life that turns your energy into the spiritual side. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, I do, yes.
Right, because I feel for you there was an emotional loss. Now, I'm not saying a physical loss, but there was a loss of something around that time that started to bring the energy forward. And spirit is saying to me here, have faith. I've got a strong male energy around you, my friend, and it feels to me that this could well be, if it's not a father, it's a grandfather. But there's this physical presence of this male energy that's backing and supporting you and saying, you keep going, son, and it will open up even more. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, I do understand that.
Right, okay. I do feel that there's a sense of clairvoyance around you, so you see a lot of things through your third eye, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I am getting clairsentience as well with you, but I feel that we want to, there's an eagerness to jump it forward. And I'm being pretty much told the way that they told me back then when I was developing, that they're saying to you here that don't force it. Because even though we want to push it forward, there's a feeling that your time's just on a flow of energy where it's just not right yet. We've got another couple of years when things are really going to start rolling for you. Have you been thinking about writing a book?
No, I haven't, no.
Right. Well, there's a feeling here of being words going down to a paper. So I don't want to say writing a book as in writing a book, but I feel that you need to be documenting dreams, or you need to be analysing what you're getting and noting it down in a book. Does that make sense?
I've been doing that.
Fantastic. Because they're saying to me here, Paul, that there's a lot of knowledge coming your way, okay? And I do feel that you've gone up a level over the last 2 years, where I feel that new things are coming forward for you. You have two guides around you working alongside you within spirit. You understand this, don't you?
Yes.
Right, and I don't get just a male energy of a guide, I get a female energy as well, because there's a natural healing quality about you as well, and I feel you need to be concentrating on your healing side as well. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I understand that as well, yes.
Right, okay, because they're saying to me they're giving me Reiki in my ear, so I feel that either you need to be learning Reiki or you need to have a Reiki session to be able to bring your development forward. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I've got someone who's going to teach me Reiki one.
Fantastic. So they're telling you, and you know within your own messages, that this is the case for you. Now, I've got a strong woman around you that's going to push you forward also within the work. So I don't know if you're connected with her physically within the energy of a relationship, or somebody that's going to coach you forward and push you forward more within your spiritual work. But I tell you what, I've got some cards with me. I'm using the Legacy of the Divine Pact today in front of me. And I've got the Star card for you, and I've got the Ace of Wands that's just cropped up. So you will be working professionally, may it be on phone lines or whatever, that I'm seeing you do work around that situation. But you do want to do sort of push it further to the energy of magazine and TV work, yeah?
Yeah, I've been told this, but I don't know what's going to happen.
I'm seeing it. I want to say to you, look, don't get all too excited yet, because I don't see that right on the doorstep, okay? I do feel that what I'm being told here is if we look in within the next 8 years, right? And that sounds a million miles away. It really isn't. Because in your journey from now to 8 years' time, okay, is going to go sort of backwards and forwards. And you're going to go into what we call folding. Now, folding is where they take away the sight or the feelings of your senses and they add another sense on, like your clairaudience. Do you understand what I mean?
Right, yeah, okay.
Right, so don't worry about this, because this is very common. Because spirit want to merge it all into one beautiful gift. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Right, so what you'll do is you'll tend to have blockages. Are you starting to feel some blockages around you now? Not major, but just every now and then.
No, sort of thing. When people ask me to do things, a mechanism blocks it.
Yeah.
But if
basically what it is, it's not you, okay? It's the material basis of what needs to be done on the earth plane. Do you understand what I mean? What's going on around you physically here on earth.
Well,
basically, what they're saying is that they're not coming away from you. They're actually making sure that you make sure you're coping with what's happening around you materially. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
And they're talking about family issues as well here. Now, I'm not going into all that situation of family issues, but it seems to me here that we need to reflect on something going back, and I feel that it's incorporated into your life today. Does that make sense?
No, that doesn't make sense.
Right. What I mean by that is that I feel that there's things around the family, and I'm not talking direct family, I'm talking externally, okay, so the wider aspect. There's things that you're going to need to focus your energy on, okay, around the energies of other people in the family. But it's not down to you, but it's part of your process of where you're going to be needing to help them. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No, but I'll look out for it.
No, look out for it, yeah, because I'm going to say to you, as long as you understand what I'm trying to say, is that look over that for the next sort of 8 years. But it does feel to me that you are really opening up quite quickly, but you had this gift as a child. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because you saw things and you experienced things pretty much like me and Dave me and Mike were talking about earlier on, is that the fact is you had it and you hid it away for many years.
Due to me mum. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right, absolutely. Because the thing was, this has been passed down three generations. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes. Well, I've been told, yes.
Absolutely. So it comes down from your great-grandmother down through your grandmother and your mother, all on your mother's side.
Right, yes. That makes sense now.
What? Have you got a black cat?
Yes. Three.
You got three cats. I saw one stepping in front of me. But I will say to you, there's a drawn feeling towards cats because you've got a link to Egypt. Do you understand what I mean by that?
No, but the big one reminds me of an Egyptian cat. So
right. Now, the feeling is that you are drawn to cats for a reason, and the reason being is, do you find that cats come to you and sort of hold that glaring look at you?
Yes.
Right, that's because I feel that you're Syrian, and I feel you're pretty much on the energy of where I work with my energies with the Syrians, and I feel that you're pretty much part of the cat family. Do you understand what I mean? So you would have had that energy from the higher spirits through cat people. And if you meditate, and I'm going to say to you, do you ever get pulled to the stars? Do you feel like you're drawn to the stars in the sky?
Yeah.
Right. And are you interested in astrology? Even though you may not know about it, are you interested in it?
I've dabbled in it, but not really. I have a look, but I don't know what's up there.
Right. Now, the thing is you're probably fine, Paul, that you're very sort of drawn to what's going on out there, you know, in humanity, like what's going on in the world. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And this is because the Syrians are pretty much star seeds, and that's what I am. I'm a star seed. And I'll explain a little bit more about star seeds in later on in the show. But basically, you'll sometimes be drawn to, like, a very bright star in the sky in the south of the... if you look south, you'll see that star in the sky, very blue looking, yeah?
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
That's the Syrian star, that's the dog star, and that's why you're drawn to it. And I will say to you, pretty much what I do, is sometimes I look at that star and I meditate on it, and I normally get information coming back towards myself 48 hours later. That's because I feel that you are some type of star seed, and I do feel that you do get the energy from the stars. So look towards Orion and look towards the southwest of Orion, and you'll look and find the star. Now, for you, my friend, you know, we've got some great things coming, but we are in a little bit of a battle at the moment. I do feel sometimes you beat yourself up around the energy of sort of wanting more and more. Do you understand what I mean?
Yes, true, yeah.
See, the thing is, I've put all them cards away. I've got the Five of Wands and I've got the Devil card. This is all about repeated struggles around the energy of your development. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Mate, I'm going to cut you short there. I hope you've understood everything I said. Take it away and nurture it, okay? You've got an amazing journey ahead of you still, and there's still a lot to learn, and we're all learning every day, even me and Mike. But I'll leave it there. I hope that's all okay with you.
Thank you, go on.
No problem, Paul. It's a pleasure.
All right. You take care.
Thank you, Paul, for calling in.
Thanks,
come over to Mike Spirit FM. We'll be able to have a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, thank you again, Mike. Thank you.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go back to the phone line, Jay Grant, and you can have a little bit of a time off now because I'm going to take this next caller. I do believe it's Natasha. Hi, Natasha. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Natasha. And sorry about the long wait. But we are very busy here tonight, which is absolutely wonderful, and this is the way I like it. Okay, Natasha, can I ask you where you're calling from?
Yes, I'm calling from Michigan.
From Michigan, okay.
And
what was the reason that you called in for, Natasha?
I wanted to hear what you had to say about a verbal argument that I had with a very special male friend in my life. It took place last week, and I just wanted to hear what you have to tell me regarding the direction the relationship is going.
Well, my forte is to link to the spirit world, okay? So if I may, I'll do that for you and see where that leads us. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Got it. Okay, because I know that, see, I've got a lady that joins me here from the spirit world, and she says to me, you know, I need to tell you about it. I need to talk to you about it. And I believe that she links there with you within your family. And I certainly feel as if she links within your mum's side of your family when she was you. Thus, I do believe she's your grandmother, and I need to get that in straight away, because she says, just tell I'm grandmother. And I know that she would have been a lady that's quite a nicely built lady in the build of her body when she was you with us. And I know that she makes her way that before she passed on to the spirit world, that she would have been quite active. She would like to keep her mind active before she passed there, because she tells me about her mind is very active, and she's, you know, she'll always like to keep her mind very busy when she was here with us. Okay. Now, she also talks to me here about that she was a bit of a tough old boots when she was here with us, okay? She would have always liked to sort out the good ones from the bad ones, if you like, and she would have always, you know, told you if she thought there was needed, if something needed to be said, she would tell you. Okay, do you understand of this lady?
I think so. Yes.
Okay, good, because she just joins us, and you know, as I ask her the same question that you've asked me there, okay, she says to me that it was left unsorted. Do you understand that? It was left unsorted.
Yes, I do.
And she says to me, it's left you in a state of where you feel as if you're not sure anymore, because she says she's not even sure no more of which direction to actually take. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm, I do.
Okay, and she says to me that you spent, now I know that you said to me it was last week there, excuse me, but she says to me that it's left you in an emotional state as well, because I know I can feel lots of tears that comes around me, feel lots of emotion, and I believe this is where you have been at the moment, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And she says here to me that, you know, that there is a way forward for this, okay, there is certainly a direction, and would I be right in saying that, you know, and without me sounding offensively, and I don't mean to be offensive, but if I say to you that when we got two stubborn people that can't agree upon things because of being stubborn, it's always difficult, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And I know that you would understand of being stubborn, you know, and I don't mean that, as I said, disrespectful. I mean that, you know, you kind of set in your ways that this is what you want, this is how you want it, and you know, you're not going to phase that out for anyone or anything. You need to keep focused, and you need to keep your mind clear, she tells me, because that's where you are in life at the moment. You need direction. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Now, I believe I want to say that that we can work this out, okay? It can be worked out. But, you know, it's normally you have to back down, is that right?
Yes.
And she says to me, you're not doing it this time, are you?
No.
And again, that stubbornness shows through, because you're not going to back down this time. You know, she wants me to bang my hands here up on this desk here. I want to bang my hands because I know that's the feeling that she gives me. She says to me that it's affecting you and every aspect of your life, isn't it? Because it's not just because it's we've had a bit of a disagreement, a bit of a falling out, but it's affecting everything else in your life, isn't it? Because we feel so determined, so strong about this, it's affecting you on every avenue that you're going down at the moment. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
See, and she says to me that, you know, that's fine, because she was like that herself. As I said, if she had something to say out, it would come, please, or offend. I believe that you follow this lady in your character-wise because of that feeling of, you know, I have to say what I mean, and there's no two ways about it. I have to get it out there. Now, she says to me that there's been, like, now, why does she tell me here that of like, as if you haven't seen much of each other since then? It's like as if there's a distance?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the hardest thing to adjust to, isn't it, that distance?
Yes.
Okay, and that's the upsetting part, isn't it? Because she says to me where this distance is, that's the upsetting part, and I know that she tells me here that, you know, if I said to you that you are in tune yourself with the spirit world in some kind of way, you would understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes, I tend to flow on my instincts, so...
Good, okay. Because I know that's what I want to say there. Follow your inner feeling, follow your gut feeling there, because I know that's where the spirit world inspires you, okay? And, you know, I'm not going to change what I get, far from the word, I never will, and never have, and never will. But, you know, where she says to me about being sensitive to the spirit world and you understand it in some way. Now, would I be right in saying that you thought that you've seen something of late? Is that right?
I'm sorry, say it again. I apologize. Can you please repeat the question?
Okay, yeah, I said, would I be right in saying that you have seen or you thought that you have seen something of late? It's like as if something has like caught the corner of your eye and when you turn around, there's nothing there.
No, I can't agree that that's happened.
Okay, well, she tells me that this is what's going on in your life. So if it hasn't happened now, remember I said it to you, okay? Because I know that that there's a, like, as if this lady wants me to show you that of how close she is to you, okay? So when this happens, now she tells me it happens by the door. Now I want to come by your front door, so you have like a passageway by your front door. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And she says to me that she catches, she just hovers back and forth there because it's like as if I want to say to you, well, remember I'm seeing it to you because it's important. And she says to me, well, just tell her that I'm there with her, okay? And she wants you to understand that she's around your vibration, okay? And when you, you know, when you see this or when you feel this or sense this, just send her a thought because she's very much around your vibration and she's going to do her very best to prove to you that she's in your life. Does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, it does. Yes,
okay.
It does.
You know, I really do hope and you know, things will work out for you in the best way possible that they can. And, you know, I'll say thank you very much for calling in. And remember, if you want to come on over to Mike Spirit FM, there's where you'll have a copy of that reading in the archives. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's go back to the phone lines, and I do believe I have Brandy here with me. Brandy, are you there with me?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
No problem at all, Brandy. And they're going to pass you over to my wonderful guest here, to Grant. Grant, are you okay there?
I certainly am, Mike. I can hear Brandy live and well. Hello, Brandy.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem, Brandy. How can I help you today, Brandy?
Yeah, I was wondering if you had any messages for me just about my life in general.
Okay, right. Well, Brandy, the first thing that comes into mind and what I'm being told here, and first of all, I'm picking up on the energy of my guide. So I'm not directly picking up on the energy of any spirit, but if they come forward, I'll let you know. But what they're actually saying to me here is the lack of direction within your life at the moment. And I'm not talking about the energies of love, romance, and whatever. It feels to me that where you're going within life, and I'm talking about work or where you feel that you're not totally satisfied within the energies of where you are at the moment with your life. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Oh, yeah, I'm not.
And it feels like I want to say movement or a feeling like you plan to move. I don't know if this is a physical move, but a move around either the energy of work or around the energy of property. But it feels like I want movement and I want the ball to start rolling. Do you understand what I mean by that, Brandy?
Yes.
Right. Now, I do feel that you may well be a mother here because I'm looking at two younger children around. Do you understand where the two younger children are?
No, I don't have children.
Right, have you got any nieces or nephews?
Yes, I do have a niece and a nephew.
Right, you have two a niece and a nephew, yeah? And I feel very much what I get is that the feeling is when I look at the energy of what you have around you within family and children, it almost feels to me that what spirit are trying to give to me here is the sense that I want to achieve something more for something instead of not having it there in front of me. So what I mean by that is that I feel that I'm going through a journey, but I'm not achieving for anything as in a mother or that you want that motherly feel. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Right. Because there's a feeling here deep inside that I do feel that there's a relationship or a man out to the side of you, but I'm not really bringing that connection forward as in something that's solid. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Right. Because what I get here is a feeling of not so much needing motherhood, but a sense of wanting something to complete you, to take you into the energy of making something work within your life so you can give it and give it to what you have around you. And at the moment, it almost feels you look at people around you, i.e. family members, that have got this family attitude where they've got children beneath them and they're achieving things for them. But you feel like you've been the career person or you've been the person that hasn't settled within life to have something to as an outlook. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Exactly.
Right. And I want to say to you that I don't know where you are, and I forget where you said your destination is, but can you understand where there's a connection to upstate New York?
My sister lives in about 30 minutes from New York and New Jersey.
Okay, that's fantastic. So I've got you going to a connection of upstate New York, and I feel this is going to bring the energy of something that's good to you, okay? Now, that could well be the connection of family, but I feel that this brings a happy time for you and makes you look at something around that energy that spurs you forward to say, do you know what? I need more in life. I need a change of work. I need a change of job to vitalize what brings into you. Now, I'm getting a strong Jane name that coming forward within the energy here, and I don't know who, where I lie with this name, but I don't know if it's John or Joe, but would you understand anyone around the family that would connect to that name?
No.
Right, then can you look out for this person that's coming in with this J-O name? Because I feel that this is going to be important, this person to you, and it may not be the person that's around you now as a type of relationship. I actually feel that there's a new urge for something new coming into your life that's going to give you a tighter bond of relationship that takes you into something a lot deeper that can bring children into your life. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm not dating anyone right now.
That's absolutely fantastic. But just look for this, and I want you to look for this over the next couple of, I want to say to you over the next couple of years, but I want to go more into the year after next. So around 2014, where we get a lot deeper into a connection where it brings more to your life, okay? I want to also say to you that there's a feeling of wanting to put you in a car. Are you driving at the moment? Do you drive?
Yes.
Right. Are you changing a vehicle, or is there something you need to change around that vehicle?
I just got a new car.
Fantastic. Was that a very light colored car, like a silver in color?
No, it's black, but my last car was white.
Right, the last car was white. Okay, so all I'm seeing is this shiny looking thing. But what is it that you're or you're not happy with around the energy of the new vehicle?
I don't know.
Right, look at the dashboard, okay? Look to the left-hand side of the dashboard. Is there a light or something that you're looking at and you don't like the look of it?
Yeah, there is a light that comes on now that you say that, but I don't really know what it means.
Right. It's something not to worry about, but I feel it's something that's concerning you and you need to get it. You need to find it out because it's going to continue to keep coming on. Do you understand what I mean? And they're saying to you that I feel that it's going to be something that's not majorly a concern, but it's something that's going to really wind you up. And they say to me here, it doesn't take you a lot to get frustrated. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So I feel that it might well be that it's something that might cause you to get another vehicle again. And I'm still being shown a silver vehicle. So even though this is a new vehicle, you might find that you might want another one again later on. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah. Do you feel like something might be wrong with it?
Well, it's not wrong. I think you're just not happy with it. Does that make sense?
I'm just not happy in general right now, so I don't know if it's the car or not.
Bless your heart. Listen, I do feel that I've got a very, very, very strong younger energy in spirit, somebody that would have passed before their time, a friend more like, and it feels like I've got a female energy stepping forward. Would you understand somebody that passed away around about 3 to 4 years ago that you had a connection?
Yeah, that's my friend Natalie that we were friends in middle school.
Can you understand where there would have been a cancer connection?
Yes, she died of cancer.
Okay. She's here beside you, and she sends a lot of love over. You're like sisters, she says. She says you were like sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah? And she comes with... She got dark hair, darling.
Oh, it's lighter.
Right, okay. Darker than yours, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like a brownie colour.
Kind of.
Okay, that makes total sense. Well, she's there with you. I'm going to leave her love. She says, look, don't worry. Things will come in very, very quickly for you over the next couple of years, and there's a new relationship on its way. I'm going to have to leave it there with you, my darling. I hope that's helped you out, but remember the car change, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bless your heart. Love and light, darling. God bless.
Okay, thank you, Brandy, for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in the archives. I say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe that we have
Lena on. Lena, are you there with us? Hi, Lena. Okay, obviously Lena's busy elsewhere, so let's go to Linda. Hi, Linda.
Hi, how you doing?
Hi, Linda. Not too bad. Can I ask you, Linda, where you calling from?
I'm calling from New Hope, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, okay.
Yeah.
And what was the thing you were calling for, Linda?
Listen, I've been listening to a lot of Frank Sinatra while I'm listening to you. Are either one of you into Frank Sinatra?
Well, I'm most certainly not, no. I don't know about you, Grant.
Frank Sinatra is a man of my heart. I was brought up on Frank Sinatra. I sing a lot of Frank Sinatra, so yeah, well done.
There we are.
Interesting, interesting. I can't. I'm listening to all these songs of his. Okay, well, I guess you're the man I want to talk to. can you tell me anything about myself? Can you pick up anything, people around me? My name is Linda. I don't know what other information you might need.
No, that'll do for me, Linda. Okay, because I'm going to make a connection to the spirit world here for you. Okay.
Okay.
And we'll just go with whatever they tell us, and I'll give you the information as it comes through. Is that okay?
That's great. Thanks.
Okay. Now, Linda, I know that there's a gentleman that stands right by the side of me here at the moment, okay? I know that he connects there with you because I know that your voice is what I need for your connection. This gentleman is just pleasant, and he's happy to be around me at the minute, and, you know, kind of happy to be around you. So I know I... okay, let's find him first. Let me say to you, I want to link him to your dad's side of your family because he comes to the left-hand side of me, which means it's your dad's side.
Right, okay.
Now, I know that this jumper makes me aware suddenly of his chest. It gave him a lot of trouble before he passed on to the spirit world. I know that his breathing becomes very erratic before he passes as well, because I want to start taking really deep breaths because, you know, I need to get as much oxygen in as I can before I pass there. I know that he would have suffered with that for quite some time because he makes me feel that discomfort there with him. Now, I know as well that he makes me aware that he's quite a, you know, he's quite a pleasant man to be around. But don't get on the wrong side of him. That's certainly one thing I'm certainly feeling off him. Don't get on the wrong side of him because you would soon know about it, okay? I know he's quite a nicely built gentleman in his body. He's quite nicely rounded a little bit there in his features. So you'd understand who I've got here with me?
Yeah, that's my dad. He passed, and he had triple bypass surgery.
Oh, bless him.
Before, you know, yeah, he had some problems with his heart.
Okay.
But he liked Frank Sinatra too, and he was kind of a mobster, actually.
There we are, wonderful. Okay, because I know that he stands by the side of me, okay? And as he does do just that, okay, it's just his way of saying to me that he's around your life.
And I know that he
tells me here that, see, as he's around your life, you know, it's not as if I want to bring any doom or gloom into your life. I want to bring upliftment and encouragement into your life, okay? Because I believe that's the kind of way that your dad would have been when he was here with us. Always like to be uplifting, always like to be the kind of guy that would push you forward and always encourage you, because I know that's what I want to bring into your life at the minute, lots of encouragement.
Okay.
Now, what's the right in saying that you, Linda, that you're trying to achieve something at the minute that you feel, I'm getting there, but so slow. You feel as if you're like dragging your heels in some kind of way, if I can say that to you without me being offensive, because I feel as if I'm dragging my heels a little here. Do you understand this?
I do.
And, you know, it's not for the want of trying. It's not for the want of, like, lack of time putting into whatever it is that you're doing. It's more of the, you know... Let's learn to walk before we run. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay? And that's what I need to put in front of you. It's not the quantity, it's the quality. Because that's what he tells me. It's not the quantity, it's the quality of what you are trying to do. Okay? Because I know
that's exactly right. That's exactly what I feel. That's exactly right.
Perfect.
Thank you.
That's what he tells me. It's the quality, not the quantity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's something I go by myself, okay? But, you know, that's perfect, because I know that he stands right by here at the minute, and he tells me here that, you know, would I be right in saying that you feel as if you're juggling things at the moment? You're trying to, like, do a few things at one time. Would that be right there with you?
Well, I'm juggling finances. that's for sure. Hey. Yes. Yeah.
That's fine. So let's talk about your finances. And that, you know, I'm not going to say anything live on air. I really wouldn't. But, you know, it's like as if I'm juggling. So if that's your finances he talks about, know that he understands of that, okay? And will I be right in saying that there's been like a loss of one? So if it's your finances, you've either lost a part of your finances or you're finding that there's not so much to go around at the minute or something, because I feel as if I'm losing a part of whatever it is I'm juggling, and that's the reason why I'm having to juggle. Is that right?
Yes, I'm very frightened because, yes, I at one point, you know, I when the market crashed, I lost a great deal of money.
Okay.
And now I'm just sort of at this point in my life where I have panic attacks, you know, wondering what's going to happen to me.
Okay, because I know that's exactly what he talks about, Joe, about the juggling of things, because I know it's not so, we haven't got so much now to go around, and I know that I'm having to, like, take a little bit from here to put it there, and trying to shift things around to make it more comfortable. Now, I know that he talks to me that, you know, it's only going to be for a little longer, that we have to juggle, so as we've already established, it's your finances, so I know that something's going to come up. That's going to, like, help us then, or to take the pressure off, because I feel that's what we need, is to take the pressure off, okay? Now, I know that I mentioned earlier on it was my birthday, Wednesday gone, and for some reason, I want to say happy birthday. There's a birthday that's either just gone around you, or there's one coming up. Would you understand the birthday?
When is your birthday? When is your birthday?
Mine was Wednesday.
Okay. My son's birthday is coming up, and he's getting a divorce a few days shy. His first wedding anniversary is tomorrow, and my son's getting divorced, but it's also his birthday in a few days.
Okay, because I know I want to bring the happy birthday, okay, because that's exactly what your dad makes you aware of, is the happy birthday. And as I said, I know mine's just gone, so you know, he doesn't talk about mine, he talks about the one around you. So it's your son, about the birthday. So let's talk about your son, because I know this is how the spirit world works for me. They make me move on by saying things. And, you know, I know that you just said about your son going through a divorce there, okay, but would you understand if I said, okay, and I don't really want to get myself mixed up with things that I shouldn't, Germany, or say things I shouldn't, but, you know, I have to give it to you exactly the way it comes through. But would you understand if I said to you, with your son, it's been a case of where he has now found out the true colors there, is that right?
Yeah, we all kind of knew it even before he got married. I mean, you know, he found out
the true colors and the true person that he thought was there, but now is not, okay?
And,
you know, if I said to you, it's been the most, and you know, I can sympathize with your son, because I've been through a divorce myself, and I know it's not easy. You know, I suppose every one of us has a story to tell there, if anybody has been divorced. And I suppose we've all got our own stories to tell, but I know that your son, he has taken it very badly, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He just doesn't always express that. You know, he's got pride. He's got a lot of pride.
Okay.
So I know he's taking it badly. He's with his dad today, thank God, because, you know, but I know he's taking it more badly. I don't even know if that's incorrect. He's taking it worse than he's expressing to me. Okay, that's
because that's exactly what your dad tells me, that, you know, it's taking it badly, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting harder and harder, and as that day approaches, the day of the divorce, it seems to be getting worse and worse. Instead of it getting better. Now, I know I want to say to you that your son feels almost as if, like, his whole world, which quite rightly he would, but it's almost like if his whole world has come down upon him. But, you know, it's like as if your dad says it to me, and I believe this is your dad's character-wise, that would come back through and say, you know, if at first we don't succeed, get up and try again. You would understand that that would be your dad's whole character-wise, is that right?
That's my dad.
Because that's exactly what he says to me. He says, you make sure you tell him that to get back up on his feet and get out there. And, you know, he will find the right one. He will find the one that he will settle with. But he has to
really
have in himself.
Well, thank you.
Okay, do you understand that?
I am happy that I heard those words.
Good, okay.
Yes.
Okay. See, I don't know if your dad would see. Did your dad used to wear a cap or something? Because he just takes off like a what looks like to be a cap, and he just tips it forward to me enough to say thank you, because he wants to thank you for allowing him to come through here today.
He had, yeah. Well, my dad was always dressed in a suit, with a little monogrammed handkerchief and a hat. He was very much of a gentleman.
There we are, perfect.
He always dressed like a gentleman, so he would have taken off his hat. Yes.
There we are, and he just tips it forward to me, and I know that that's enough for him to say thank you very much. Okay, because he thanks you for allowing this communication to take place. You know, it's nothing to do with me. I'm just the in-between bit. I'm just the voice. I'm just telephone. Call me what you want. But your dad is so pleased that he's able to make this contact here with you today. So please take your dad's love. Accept him as he comes forward, because I know that, you know, he will do his utmost best in your life and around your life to make sure that things start going smoothly and on that even keel. Okay, do you understand that?
That is wonderful to hear. Thank you.
Good. Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that very, very much.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine. It really is, Linda. But I know that just before he goes there, okay, he says to me, I must tell you. And, you know, it's like if he wants to grab this handkerchief out here, and he wants me to kind of give it to you. So would you understand there's been a few tears around you as well, because he wants me to give you this handkerchief?
Well, I used to iron them for him all the time.
Okay, he gives you this handkerchief. So whether that's no, I'm going to stick with what I feel. There's been a few tears there with you, Linda. Is that right?
Yeah. There have been. I miss them, and it's, you know. Perfect. Thank you, Daddy.
No problem at all. He hears every word that you have to say. And, you know, it is an important day, isn't it, today? It is Father's Day. And, you know, mm-hmm. I've had the pleasure of my children here today running me ragged and doing everything else that my children do. You know, bless their hearts. You know, I love them being here, and I'm sure that you love your dad being here, and particularly on this important day. But I do say, Linda, thank you very much for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll have a copy of that reading. And I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you very much for your time and energy. I appreciate it very much.
Pleasure's all mine.
Happy Father's Day.
Thank you very much, and happy Father's Day to all yours and your family as well. Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines, and I do believe that we have Joy on there with us. Joy, are you there with us?
Hi, Mike. Yes, I am.
Hi, Joy. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Toronto, Canada.
Oh, lovely. Okay. Well, let me hand you over to my wonderful guest here, okay?
All right.
Over to you, Grant.
Hello, Joy. How are you? Can you hear me okay?
I'm fine. And yourself?
Oh, I'm absolutely fantastic. All the better to hearing that I'm connecting through to Canada today. Joy, as I tune into your energy, darling, you say Toronto, but I always felt like I was being pushed north to around Oshawa. Can you understand why the connection of going north around Oshawa will be important? Does that make sense?
No. I'm north of Toronto.
That you're north of Toronto, yeah?
Yes.
Okay, going north, but then they gave me Oshawa. Have you got any connections to Oshawa?
I have a sister out there that I don't talk to.
Right, that's the reason why they're pushing me forward to it. Okay, would you understand that we go back a long time within the energy of not talking to your sister?
Yeah.
This goes back quite a few years, okay? And would you understand that the connection lost between you and your sister isn't about specifically you and her? There's something overrides within the energy of the family around this disconnection. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Right, but I do feel that I get the pull of whoever she may be married to, or whoever it could well be her partner, whatever, that influx more of the energy around the situation. Does this make sense to you?
No.
Not directly, but he would have been part of the process to where it just felt that he's taking her away more within the energy. Does that make sense?
No.
Why? Because
we don't talk.
Right, now don't tell me why, because I've got a feeling that I go over a situation to do with family directly to you, but it almost feels to me that I've got a woman here with glasses on, okay, in spirit, and it actually feels to me that this could well be the energy of a mother, feel, or somebody that would have had the influence to say that she feels that she doesn't hold, she holds back her energy over the situation of being, of feeling guilt over a process. Do you understand what that might be about?
Maybe.
There's a February link to a birthday or a celebration around February. Does this make sense to you?
My birthday's in February.
That makes total sense because she's just letting you know she's around you and validating about you, okay? Now, would you understand mm-hmm. the late February, Phil? So would that birthday be in late February, around the 25th or 28th? If it doesn't, do you understand that the 20th... Okay, I'm going to give you the 28th. Can you understand where number 28 or the 28th of a month is important? Now, don't think of the February, but think of the February link where that 28th comes in.
I can't recall right now, no.
Or it was, she keeps going with the 28th, so I'm going to keep giving it to you. Can you understand where either the situation between your sister and you 28 years ago, or there's something around 28, the number 28 means something?
Not right now, no.
Don't worry about it too much, because let's come back to you. But I do feel that there's a situation where I need you, your energy, to go to Oshawa and talk to your sister. There's a feeling of needing and accepting that we can't be like this anymore. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
Why? Because I don't feel deep down inside it's about you too. Does that make sense? Because I feel that we've got a close connection as children growing up, and I feel that, you know, you were very close together, but I feel that I need to drag that energy forward and make this work, okay? Who's the person in spirit here that had problems with their eyes? Was either going blind or had a problem with their eyes?
It could be a number of people. Older, okay. Younger?
It's older. It felt to me it was older. It felt to me that it might have been a grandmother or somebody above that would have had the problem with their eyes. Quite a short-looking woman. Quite a short-looking woman. Quite whitish hair. It feels to me that I've got like this curl within her hair. Do you understand who that might be?
Maybe my grandmother.
Okay. Not very tall. Only around about 5'4" to 5'6". A very dainty-looking woman. She tells me that she passed quite, you know, quite peacefully. Almost like she was here 1 minute, gone the next. So it feels like she would have passed in her sleep. You understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
She's letting me know that she's around three of you. Is there three of you, as in children?
There's few of us.
Right. Is there? Did she have three, or are you one of three?
She has two children left, and then there's myself that she could be around.
Okay, but did she have three children in life? Did she have three children?
She had four.
Okay, was there three girls specifically?
No, three boys.
Okay, right, okay. I'm just getting mixed up within the energy of what she's giving me here. Can you also understand that I've got connections across water with family as well?
A what?
There's connections with family across water as well.
Across water. Maybe.
So there'll be family abroad, yeah? And I felt like I'm going east, so I don't know if this is towards Europe. I do feel that there's a European connection. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And also, there would be an Irish link. An Irish link. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, because she's giving me the links to Ireland. And she's saying to me here, you're having to be very strong at the moment. And there's something around you that you're feeling like you're needing to be held up. Because at the moment, there has been a situation around you. And I do feel this is to do with family, directly with you now, not your sister. But I do feel that you're having to be held up. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah.
Right, because I feel that you're running around after everybody else, but you don't give enough time for yourself. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah.
Because you're a doer. And I like your energy because you've got that healing quality about you. There's a physical healing quality about you. So you're good as a caring type of person. You could have been a nurse or you could have been a carer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because you've got that sense of quality about you, and this is what your grandmother is proud of with you, that you mm-hmm. have the ability to hold other people up, but you need holding up yourself at the moment. And I feel that what we've got here is not just the energy of wanting people in, but the needing to connect with people younger than you, and this could well be to do with children. Now, I'm not saying that they don't, but it feels like I want younger people coming in to gain the respect of what you give out. Does that make sense to you?
Somewhat, yes.
Not in a bad, harsh way, and I don't want to word it wrong, but I think that you need to be looked... I think they need to look at you and not overly too bad. I mean, I'm talking about look at how you need help around things that's going on in your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Have you got a son?
Yes, I do.
Is he quite a tall lad? Is he quite tall?
Yeah, there's one that's tall and one's short and
right,
one,
I got
well,
one that's really short. I got one here that's really, really broad, okay? Quite muscular looking. He could almost be like there's an athletic-y feel about him.
The one that's with you?
No, the one around you in life, okay? There's
yes.
a son there that's very broad and very sort of tall. Do you understand who that,
yeah.
that particular boy? And he's got dark hair.
Yes.
He's the one I feel that I need to bond you with more. Do you understand what I mean? There's something around the energy of him they're bringing forward. And they're saying to me here that I feel that there's something he needs. And this is no disrespect to him or you or the situation. They're just saying that they feel that they need to bring him in closer. Would you understand why? Is there something going on around him at the moment?
Not really, no.
Is he in a relationship? Because I want to put a woman to the side of him, and I feel that he's going down within the energy, or he's down within the energy around that situation. Does that make sense?
He's in a relationship, yes.
Right. Can you understand where he's had some downtime around that relationship?
Yes, maybe.
Okay. Would you understand that there was something around March just gone, or the feeling that March just gone, there was a situation where you knew about something or you heard about something around the relationship?
That he wanted to move, maybe?
Right, okay, that might be that there's something there that was needed to happen or mm-hmm. it had to happen. Do you understand what I mean? But I do feel
okay.
that he needs to come to you, or he's going to come to you in time, because there's this feeling of needing your help, but also gaining the respect from you as well within listening to your opinion over a situation. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Right, I've also got the feeling here, who's the guy with the beard around you?
Right now?
Not right with you, right next to you, but around you, as in an emotional link, maybe love link or partnership, or somebody that have been close as a brother or a father.
He's passed on, or he's alive?
No, he's alive. He's this side of life.
Oh, I don't know then.
Oh, okay, because I've got this guy here. He's quite a good-looking gentleman, actually. He's well-dressed, well-groomed. He's got a short, sort of dark, brownish beard. But it feels to me that I've got this really loving feel. But I didn't know. I thought he was showing me somebody over this side of life, but he might well be showing himself from spirit. And I've also got the name that begins with M, and it could be Mike, Martin, or Mark, but I just got the M name over his head. Do you understand who that might be?
No. Not
like,
an
if
M.
You don't know, if you don't know about this person, are you single at the moment?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, right. That's what I felt the first time I felt it, that it was on this side of life. I'm going to say this person feels like they're going to be important in your life on some sort of link emotionally. And I feel that this person is not going to come a million miles. It comes through somebody else, actually. They're being told here that there's a female D name of either Donna, Deborah, Diana. There's a D with an A name. And I feel that he will come through this person who's a friend and associate that I feel that I want to emotionally link him with you. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now look,
I guess,
out for,
yeah.
But okay, but look out for that around October this year, I'm being told. But look out for that for October, okay? I'll leave your grandmother's love with her. She's not closely coming forward here, but she is there. She's saying that she's right by your side always. Look out for the situation around your boy as well, because I feel it's going to be important. But I feel that it brings respect back to you. I'm going to leave their love with you, my darling, okay?
Okay.
If you want to come back through to Spirit FM, you sure can. And I'm going to hand it back over to Mike, and I wish you all best. Love and light.
Thank you very much.
No
Have
problem.
A nice day, guys.
Bless your heart. Take care.
Thank you, Mike.
Hey, I think he's still there. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am still here. I think I am. My mic muted there. So, Joy, thank you very much for calling. And remember, coming over to Mike Spirit FM. Let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have David here with me. David, are you there with us?
Yes, hi. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you, David. And can I ask you where you're calling in from?
United States, South Carolina.
South Carolina, okay. Wonderful. And what was the reason, David, that you called in for?
I wanted to know, was there any kind of messages from me from loved ones? Because I've been getting some spiritual dreams, and it's been kind of hard for me to make the connection. And
okay.
Also,
okay, David, I'll do my very best here for you to make a link to the spirit world, okay? But the first thing I hear is mum keeps being called out to me. So do you understand your mum in the spirit world there, David?
No, my mother is here, but my grandmother is
here. Okay, let me work with her then, okay? Because I keep hearing mum, okay? Now, I know I do have a lady here with me in the spirit world. That's a very slim lady. I believe that she would have lost quite a bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world there. And I know that this lady would be quite confined and quite restricted towards the end of her life there. So would you understand of a lady that was very much restricted, lost quite a bit of weight before she passed on to the spirit world? As you say, your mum is still here. So I know that you would link to your mum's side of your family because she keeps calling up mum here to me. I know that she makes me aware that she went very drawn within her features before she passed. And I know that she would have spent the latter part of her life either in and out of the hospital or she was in the hospital, because I know I'm hearing machines that beeps in the background there with the David. So do you understand why I've got you with me?
Yes. It's actually two women in my mother's family that passed like that.
Okay, well then we need to find out which one it is. Now, she tells me when she passed, okay, she did actually go back and forth the hospital. She didn't stay there. She stayed there for a little length of time, but she came in and out of the hospital there before she passed. And she tells me that it's almost as if, I want to say, it's like a cancer kind of a condition, because I'm feeling something in my stomach. It churns. So I know that that's how they make me aware of the cancer in my stomach there. So would you understand who it is now?
Yes, that was my great-grandmother. She died from stomach cancer.
Bless her heart, because I know that she's with me at the moment, okay? And I know that my stomach turns around in knots and knots, and I know it's a cancer. So I know that I've got your great-grandmother, you say, yeah, David?
Yes.
Good, okay, because she joins us here, okay? And you know, I'm asking about these dreams that you keep having, and she says to me, you know, it's very much vivid, isn't it? It's in and out. And now I know why she tells me all this, and I know why that you're having these dreams. And if I say to you, David, that you are becoming more of the understanding of the spirit world, that would make sense to you, wouldn't it?
Yes.
And what are we right in saying there to you, David, that you are trying to build a communication yourself, is that right?
Yes.
See, because I know the best time the spirit world can make a connection with us is when we're in that altered state of consciousness, or when we're in like a dreamlike state. And, you know, this is what happens. And if I said to you, it's, you do become aware of people, but you don't recognize who those people are, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, see, because your great-grandmother tells me here that the dream state that you're in, you're connecting to the spirit world, and because you don't understand them or don't understand the people, that's why you're saying that they're vivid and you're not sure of what and who and how it all works. And she says here to me, you know, that we have to learn to adjust from like that dreamlike state to bring it to the reality state of mind and bring it into your awareness, that we're able to communicate with them and able to work with it, okay? Because I know that's what you're trying to do. Now, David, she makes me aware here as well that, you know, that this is something that's been on your mind for a long time, and you've been trying to do this for a long time, is that right?
Yes.
And she tells me here as well that you've been or you've had many readings in the past. Is that right, David?
Yes.
Yes, because she says to me you've had many readings and she's come through many times in the past. Do you understand of that, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. Now, she also tells me that there's, you know, there's quite a few people that you would recognize in the spirit world. And there's certainly a gentleman here. And, you know, the way I see him here, he's quite casually dressed because he wears a shirt which is open in the front, which tells me he's a casually dressed kind of a fella here. I certainly know that he's quite laid back in his character-wise. And you know, the one thing he keeps showing me and keeps drawing my attention to is this pipe. He would have loved to smoke this pipe. And I know that's what he always had. He always had this pipe in his mouth there, okay? But his top pocket, he says to me, when he wasn't smoking, he kept the pipe in his pocket, and it would have burned a hole in his top pocket of his shirt. So you'd understand of a man that would come through like this. Is that right?
It probably was my great-grandfather.
Okay, because I know that he comes through here, and is this... So, okay, can you ask your mum about this?
Yes, I will.
Okay, please do so, because I know that it's important about this pocket. It's got the hole where he would put his tobacco, sorry, his pipe there, where the tobacco is still warm, would always burn a hole in the pocket, okay? And I know I want to say there to you, David, that it's, you know, there's so much going on in your life at the moment, because I know that they make me aware that your life is like, you know, it's like 100 miles an hour at the moment, isn't it? And, you know, it's kind of like as if I want to bring you back, take you back two steps, okay? And you know, I know I've already said it once here tonight about learning to walk before we run. That's what I want to put in front of you. You know, let's learn, let's understand the mechanics before we dive into it, okay? I'm being told to say here to you that there's no rush. There is no time limit, okay? The first things first, we need to learn to use it, learn how to use it before we go forward with it, okay? And I know that there would be a history of this spiritism would go back in your family, is that right?
Yes, but they didn't really embrace it. They,
that's okay.
I would say they were kind of scared of it.
Okay, that's fine, so long as you understand of what I'm being told. There's a history of this back in your family, okay? So even if they were scared of it there, okay, it doesn't matter, so long as you understand the information that they come through with. Now, okay, now, David, I'm being made aware to say to you that, okay, now I'm not sure what time zone that you're on, whether you're on Eastern or Standard, or I don't know, okay? And really it makes no difference. But this morning, when you got up this morning, if I said to you that you kind of was indecisive in what to wear this morning, would that make sense there, Joe?
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Okay, because it's like as if I can see you pulling things out and pulling it back because you kind of was indecisive this morning. And again, you know, it's just their way of proving to you that they're around your life. Now, I'm not saying that they spy on you far from the wood, but, you know, they understand of where you are and what's going on in your vibration there. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Good, okay. Now, see, I know that you're able to work with a healing vibration yourself there, because what I'd be right in saying that that's what you're more interested in. You like the healing side of this, is that right?
Yes, it's just which modality to, I don't know what direction to go with it. It's, I know I have an inherent healing gift, but I don't know how to harness it or use it.
Okay. Well, is this somewhere, David, where you can go locally, or where there's like a spiritualist church or a spiritualist center, or there would be a group of where you could visit?
Yes, it's actually Reiki around here.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Okay, Reiki healing is a wonderful healing, you know, because it's healing, isn't it? Now, I don't know if you would like to go there, but it would certainly embrace and help you develop that ability that you have, okay? Because I'm being told of your hands that you're able to work with a healing vibration, the healing energy. So I know if the spirit world comes forward and tells me that, the reason is for you to start working with it, okay? So know that these two people, your great-grandma and great-granddad, understand of that gift that you have, and they want you to embrace it and work with it, because it will not only benefit you, but it will benefit those that's closest there to you. Because, see, I know that I kept saying mum, mum, mum in the beginning. Your mum is in need of that bit of energy at the moment, isn't she?
Yes, very much so.
Because I know that your great granny here keeps saying, keep telling mum, keep telling mum. And when I'm being told about your healing, that's where she keeps saying it to me, mum, mum, mum. So I know that your mum needs that healing vibration. And what I'd be right in saying that your mum hasn't been feeling herself for quite some time now, is that right?
Yeah, she's been sick for the past 12 years.
Perfect, okay. I don't mean perfect because she's been sick. Perfect because you understand of the communication. So I know that you would be able to be of a benefit to your mum, okay? But, you know, I've always said if the spirit will understand that there's a need for healing here, and I've given it to you, so that means that they would understand that, know that the healing energy is going that way anyway. So you take care of your mum, is that right?
Yes, I actually live with her now.
Okay, perfect, because she says to me, you take care of her and you do a good job, okay? So know that your great-granny understands that you're doing a good job with your mum, okay? And would I be right in saying that your mum's movement, I don't know if it's her walking, she makes her way of her walking, it's getting worse, isn't it?
Yes, she had a failed hip surgery.
Okay, well, you know, bless her heart, because I know that she makes me aware of this walking, the movement. It's getting worse, it's getting progressively worse there. So if she's had failed surgery, then know again that she understands of that, and she sends all the healing, all the vibration that she possibly can to your mum at the moment. And she says, you know, and to yourself, because you need it, okay? So what I'd be right in saying there, David, quickly now, before I go, you've been trying to work healing energy on your mum over the last few days, is that right?
Yes, more so praying over her and stuff like that, and
perfect.
You know, trying to focus my attention and energy.
There we
on
are.
Her.
Perfect. Okay, well, you know, if you could go to those classes, the Reiki classes there, I know it would benefit you. Because I know that you are doing it for the good and for the benefit of everyone else there, okay?
What about crystals and stuff? Like with crystals, would I be good with crystals? Because I don't know which kind of, it's different, you know, variations of healing arts, and I wanted to know which one did you see me being the best at, or when I would be the best asset to that one.
Okay. You know, David, I would always say, and this is only a personal opinion, okay? I would always say the spiritual healing is always the best, okay? But I understand of the crystal healing, and I understand of the Reiki healing, and both are just as good, okay? But, you know, it's always, I believe myself, and as I said, again, this is only personal. You know, if we can pray to where we perceive our God to be and allow that God force-like energy to come through and administrate that healing through you as a channel, just like I'm working as a channel now for the spirit world, that healing vibration will always go through and be administrated in the best way. But I do believe, you know, I feel more drawn, if I'm honest there to you, with the Reiki healing. Okay, so if that's the avenue that you've been thinking of, so let me get it right. There's three avenues you've been looking at, is there? So it's the Reiki, the crystal, and there's another one you've been looking at as well, isn't there?
Yes, crystals, candles.
Okay, perfect, okay. Well, I don't know much about candle healing, I really don't, but I know about spiritual and the gifts that they bring, but I know I'm being told that there's three, okay. Well, I do feel more of a benefit to the Reiki there for you, because I feel that you're more susceptible to it. I'm not saying that any of the others are no good, I'm not saying that, please don't get me wrong, but what I am saying, I feel that's more of a benefit to you, because you're more susceptible to that kind of healing there. But, you know, I always go by the spiritual healing. And as I said, you know, you pray to wherever you pursue your God to be and allow that energy to come through you, flow through you into your mum or to wherever you're sending that healing. I know that it will work there for you, okay? Does that help you a bit there, David?
Yes, it helps me a lot. Thank you, Mike.
Okay, well, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We'll be able to have a copy of that reading. I'll say thank you very much for calling there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines here. And I do believe that we have Kira. Kira, are you there with us?
Yes, I am. Hi. How are you?
Hi, Kira. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
New York.
From New York. Wonderful. And, you know, that's one of the places I plan to visit come the end of September, beginning of
October. Oh, wow.
So, absolutely wonderful. Let me pass you over to my wonderful guest here, to Grant.
Thank
Grant,
you.
Hello, Kira. How are you, my darling? Can you hear me okay?
Hi, I'm fine.
Oh, bless your heart, darling. Listen, as Mike asked you where he was, I got the East Coast, so I do feel that very much I was brought to the energy of the East Coast. Do you know what? I've got an amazing angelic energy with you, my darling. You understand that you work very closely with the angels?
I do.
Yeah,
yes.
You do. You understand that, yeah? And I feel
yes.
there's a strong faith within the energy of angels, and you get a lot of angel energy come forward. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Can you understand, like, little trinkets, or you got the little tiny angels around you? Do you collect them, or is there something that you've been looking at recently?
No.
Right, okay, can you look out for the little crystal-type angel that's like an ornament? Because I feel like there's one going to come into your zone, and it feels like it's got a lump of agate or jade inside. Do you understand what I mean? But it's got crystal on top as the head, but it just looks like it's only small, about 2 inches high. Can you look out for it? Because I feel it's coming your way for a purpose. I feel also
okay.
that there's a feeling of Raphael around you at the moment. So Raphael normally comes in around you, because what I'm being shown here is that there's safeness on your travels. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yeah.
Are you booked or planned to go away anywhere recently? Or are you booked to come up with going away anywhere in the near future?
Moving. I'm trying to move.
Fantastic. Can I say to you that when we look towards the energy of more towards Christmas, or around the Christmas period, where I feel that I'm going to get that move coming forward for you, my darling, because I feel that it might well be a little bit of a struggle. But if you realise where you've been so far within trying to move, it's been a considerable amount of time already. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes, yes.
And the angels are there and saying, look, it will come when it's meant to come. And the time isn't right for now, because there's things around you at the moment that need clearing up around the process of where you're living now. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
And they've got the feeling here of what I'm getting here is a very, very, very strong, dominant sort of male guide in spirit, like an American Indian guide that comes through like a warrior type to push you through the obstacles, okay? Now, I don't know if you know
mm-hmm.
about this already, or you've been told this already, but you understand it, do you?
I don't really know of it, but I could understand what you're saying.
Okay, because it brings your dominance of character forward. You're a strong person. You're very angelic, but you're strong. Do you understand what I mean by this?
Yes.
You're a striver, you know, you're a striver. But I've got to say to you, there's also a reason for this move. There's not just a case of moving. There's a feeling of coming away around situations within the area of where you're living. Does this make sense to you?
Oh, yes. Yes,
like
it
there's
does.
There's a feeling of having to run away. Not totally, but run away or get away from the energies of what's brought you down over the last
yes.
sort of 3 or 4 years. Can you understand this?
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Because what
you
I've
got
the
here, exact year.
Ah, bless you. Because what I've got here, my darling, is the feeling of other people's energy pushing you away, when really, in theory, what Spirit is saying to you is, even though the move is good for you, you shouldn't have to run away from this situation. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Because, darling, listen, like I said, you let people, even though you're the strong warrior and you do deflect it, there's a weakness within inside you, because you're so pure and gentle deep down inside that you feel that you don't need the conflict anymore, and it shouldn't be the case that it should make you have to move. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes.
Because what I've got here, okay, is a situation of I come away from an area where there's so many friends and true friends around you, where you're going to isolate from where you're going to. Do you understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I've got the feeling here that there's been a lot of sadness around the energy of wanting to move. Because I don't feel that deep down inside that you want to come away from the surroundings, but it's almost like you've been forced to the energy of having to make that move. Does that make sense?
It does, yes.
And can you understand where you're moving to or planning to move to? There is either a connection of friendship, or there's somebody there around that area that you feel that you're close to that brings in that comfort. Does that make sense to you?
Or my family, yes. Yes.
Right, okay, that's understandable. Because do you know what? I've also got the feeling here of a very, very loving grandfather, a very, very strong type that would have stood up for people in life, and he would have turned around and said to these people, you back off. And he's trying to say this in spirit, But you understand the man I'm talking about here, your
grandfather. That is my grandfather. That's my mother's father.
And he's got his finger here, and he's waving away here, and he's turning around and saying, don't you let these, and I'm not going to swear on radio, but don't
yes.
let these people get to you, because this is a strong, dominant guy that people respected in life. Do you understand what I mean by that?
They did. They did.
And he wants to gain your respect as the person that you are and say, don't you back down, girl. Don't you ever back down, because I'm right behind you. And I'm putting that energy forward, and I'm trying to put that energy forward with you alongside
yes.
this massive warrior guide that you have beside you in spirit here, okay? And I've also got the connection here around about the May time. So would there be a May link to a birthday?
Which one?
Would there be a May link to a birthday around your grandfather, or might have been a passing time?
A May?
A May link to a celebration. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, I'm trying to think.
It might be an anniversary of a wedding, or it might be his man of work, but it's normally a birthday or a passing time that they give me straight off.
He passed in September,
okay,
and his birth is March.
Okay, what's the May link around him and a situation of a major celebration? Whose birthday was in May?
I don't know any May.
There's something he keeps going on about a May. Go away and think about it, my darling, because there's something he's trying
to... It may be coming, possibly.
No,
it's
all to do with a May link of something that happens every year, but he knows about a big anniversary. It wasn't his wedding anniversary or your grandmother's birthday.
Well, my aunt's birthday is May. She's May 8th, and every year my family does a Mother's Day celebration. All of his daughters, he has 10 girls.
Fantastic, because he brings me around the energy of May time, so he's there all the time. Do you understand what
I mean?
Oh,
yes,
now,
yes.
I do get the feeling that I've got, even though your father, you know, got a lovely energy from your father, can you understand that there might have been a bit of a stubble with him? Was he quite, like, sort of unshaven sometimes?
My grandfather?
Yeah.
It was, yes.
You know, I've got this sort of stubble on him, but it suits him. Do you understand what I mean? He's got a very sort of, not rugged look, but rugged, handsome
yes,
look about
him. Yes, yes.
And what he gives thing here is the feeling of, okay, my friend, okay, I'll let him know. Can you understand towards the end of his life, he's pointing to his head here, so I don't know if there was a feeling of forgetfulness, or he felt that he forgot a few times, or there might have been a little bit of Alzheimer's. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, it was his heart attack.
Okay, can you understand? But he's pointing to his head. So what is this going on around his head? Did he forget something? Or was he getting quite just forgetful in his old age?
He wasn't. I really wasn't around because I was 14. So
okay.
It was possible. But I know it was
okay.
like
so
one day.
It might well be that he's talking about somebody else around you. But I haven't got the time to go more into
it. Yes, I know.
But I do feel they might be talking about somebody around the energy of Alzheimer's. So remember it. But it's nothing to do with you, okay? He doesn't want to worry
yes.
you. I'll leave his love with you, my darling. Remember, you will move, but it will be more around the Christmas time, okay?
Thank you.
Bless your
okay.
heart. I'll leave his love
Thank
with you.
Thank you so God much. Bless. Okay. God bless
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Kira, for calling. And remember, coming over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reading in my archives. I'll say thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Bye now. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's go straight back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have a Skype call here called Mrs. Anne. Hi, Mrs. Anne. Are you there with us? Hello, Mrs. Anne. Are you there with us? Nope. Okay, let's go to another caller. Okay, let's go to area code... 111. Hi, can I take your first name, please? Hello, area code 111. Hello, area code 111. Can I take your first name, please? Okay, we'll try and come back to area code 111. Let's try area code 573.
Hi,
thank
you for taking this call.
Hi, thank you. Can I take your first name, please?
Robert.
Hi, Robert. Can I ask you where you're calling from?
From Missouri.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for, Robert?
I recently lost someone, and I just wanted to see if there was a message from the other side.
Okay, then I'll do my very best here, Robert, for you to make a connection there to the spirit world, okay? okay. Now, would I be right in saying that the person that you would want, that you would want to come through would have passed quite suddenly, quite quick home to the spirit world, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know I've got somebody here that would have passed very suddenly, very quick. And would I be right in saying that it's almost like as if it wasn't meant to happen then, it was too fast, it was too soon, and it's almost as if it's like I want to lay the blame upon someone else. Would you understand that you're blaming somebody else for this person's passing, is that right, Robert?
Yes.
Okay. Because I know I've got an energy with me. I'm not sure who it is a minute, but that's not what's important. The important is that you understand who I've got. Now, would I be right in saying that to you, Robert, that this would be somebody that would have been very close there to you?
Yes.
And would I be right in saying that this, like, medical, I want to blame, like, medical? Would you understand medical?
Yes.
Okay, and it's almost as if it was, like, misdiagnosed or it was, like, mistreated or it wasn't picked up. It shouldn't have happened. Do you understand of this?
I do.
Okay, and would I be right in saying that this would be somebody that's, as I said, is quite closely they're connected with you, and this is a lady, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, because I know I've got this energy of a lady that comes in here. And, you know, I don't feel as if this is, that she's too old. I don't feel as if she's old. I feel she's quite young, is that right, Robert? She would have been quite young when she passed.
She was actually older, 93, but she had a lot of energy.
Okay, because I feel as if I'm bubbly. I feel as if I'm full of life, full of energy.
Yes, yes.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that I've got this lady that makes a connection here. And would I be right in saying that to you that, you know, I don't know how even how to describe it. Livewire is the only one I can describe it. And I don't mean that to be offensively there, Robert, but she was very lively, wasn't she?
Yes.
Okay. And you know, as she comes through here, I feel as if I want to say that there's a great deal of sadness because she is gone. And would I be right in saying that to you, Robert, that you keep calling out to her?
I do.
Information, some evidence of her that she's still here in the spirit world. And she tells me, you know, she keeps calling back out to you. But, you know, it's always difficult if you can't hear them, can't see them, can't feel them, can't sense them. It's always difficult, isn't it? Okay. She tells me that you've tried your best to make a connection yourself, but it just doesn't seem to be working at the moment. Is that right?
Shortly after the transition, I saw her a couple times, but after that, it's kind of a block.
Okay, that's fine, because I know that she makes her aware that you've been calling out to her, you've been doing your very best there to make a connection there with her, okay? Now, she says to me that she's around you, and she's always been around you, and, you know, if I said to you, you've got to stop blaming yourself, would you understand of this?
I do.
She says, you've got to stop blaming yourself. It's not your fault. You've done everything that you possibly could to be there, to be around her. You've done everything that you possibly could. She says, you have to stop blaming yourself. You'd understand this, yeah?
Yes.
Perfect, okay? Because I know that she links in around your life. And she says to me here about, she wants me to give you thanks at the minute. So would you understand why she wants me to thank you? You've done something quite special, or you've done something that would mean something to her yourself, is that right?
Yeah, I took care of her for about 7 years, day in and day out.
Okay, because she wants me to thank you for that, okay? Now, she says to me that something to do with her hair. Why does she keep like wanting me to brush her hair?
She loved different hairstyles. So.
Okay, because she wants me to brush and comb her hair here for her, okay? And that's fine, you know, if that's what she loved, then that's perfect, okay? Now, she says to me that you know, she would like to look her best as well, because she shows me her hands and she, you know, she wants me to look at her. Now, my nails are absolutely horrendous because I'm a builder as well. You know, I lay bricks for a living. But she wants me to look at her fingers and her nails, and there was always, then nicely, she says, I like the way they looked. Do you understand that?
That's true.
Okay. Now, she says to me about that. She always had this problem with the TV, didn't she?
Yes.
Because she wants to kick the thing. She wants me to kick the TV, okay? Because that's the way... She says, you know, I would never show the things you wanted to show. It would never do what he wanted to do. So she had trouble with either the remote control of it, or she had trouble with the controls of the TV. She wants me to kick the thing, and that's, I'm not going to say the other word she says in there, but I want to kick the thing.
That's absolutely true.
Perfect, okay, because I know that she comes through in this mannerism. You know, doesn't that just prove it to you, Robert, that she's still around your vibration?
Okay, and that's what I need to hear.
Good, okay, because she says to me, you know, even though that, you know, you've been calling out to her, she's still there, she's still listening, okay, and she's going to do her very best to prove to you that she's around, okay? Now, why did she tell you about that she's been in your home? She's seen that, now, in the home where you're living now, you've been noticing things moving around, haven't you?
All the time.
Okay, see, now I'm not saying that she's doing that, but she certainly is aware of it. I always say, look for the logical thing first, and then we can lay blame on the spirit world. And, you know, you have looked for the logical, haven't you?
Yes.
Okay, because I know that's what she brings through there, Robert. I know that I'm coming close to my time. We've only have a few minutes left here, and I want to try and squeeze another caller in if I can. So does that help you a little bit there, Robert?
I'm sorry, would you repeat that, please?
I said, does that help you a little bit there?
Yes, you did. You did. You were right on it. So I thank you for that, Mike.
No problem at all. The pleasure is all mine. I can only apologize for you not able to spend longer there with you. But I know that the minutes are ticking away. I want to get through another caller. So I say thank you very much for calling in there, Robert.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye now. Bye. Okay, and let's go to another Skype caller. And I believe it's Carol. Carol, are you there with us?
I am, Mike. Good evening.
Hi. Good evening. Okay, let me, and quickly, we have to move really quick on this one now. Let me hand you over here to Grant. Grant, are you okay there?
I certainly am. Hello, Carol.
You've got about 4 minutes, man, Grant, if that.
No problem. I'll keep an eye on the time. Hello, Carol. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Hello, Carol. And how can I help you this evening, my darling?
I'd like a spirit reading, please.
Okay, see what we got for you. It almost feels to me the first thing I picked up was on a male energy stepping forward, my darling. And it felt to me that I've got somebody quite close. I don't know if this is your father, but it felt very much that I'm going above you one. Do you understand what I mean by this?
My father's still here.
Okay, right. I still feel that I'm going above you still. Have you got... It still feels like I'm on your father's side. So your grandfather in spirit, yeah?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Would you understand that there's a feeling here of the feeling of dodgy, either movement within wrist or like a feeling of arthritis or something of pain down the arms? Does that make sense to you? With him?
I'm not sure.
Can you understand anybody around you with this? Because he's showing me the symptoms of feeling like I'm getting arthritic pains. Do you understand what that might be?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's something around... Is mum suffering with that at all?
Pardon?
Is your mum suffering with bad joints at the moment?
My mum's passed.
Okay, did she suffer with that as well?
She did, yeah.
Right, because I've got the feeling that I've got your grandfather here with it, but I feel like I'm saying that mum had it as well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, right. And I do feel that there's a feeling here of... making sure, because there's a hereditary feel within the energy. Do you understand what I mean? Cause it felt like I've got the connection of your grandfather, who's your mum's dad. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah.
And I feel that there might be a hereditary feel. There's no worry over the situation, but there's almost this feeling of, you know, when you want to put the big scoop full of cod liver oil in your mouth with a spoon, it almost feels like I want to say, just do that and just be aware of doing that for yourself to keep nimble. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Who also passed away early in the year? What's the connection to the January feel?
January, no.
Okay, where's the birthday connection or the celebration or something around January?
It's mine.
That as long as you understand, they're just acknowledging that they're there around you and knowing about you and where the validation comes in. I will say to you here that I'm very sort of... there's a feeling of disjointedness around the situation of your life at the moment. What I mean by disjointedness is that I feel that there's things that you want to do around the home and it's not going into fusion. Do you understand what I mean by that? It feels like you're looking at stuff around you in the walls and that, in your home, and you're going, I want to do this, I want to do that. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And there's a feeling here of decluttering stuff around you as well. So there's a need of sorting out and feng shuiing something around the energy of the home. And they're looking at you and saying, it's not that you're not wanting to do it or there's a lethargic feel, it's just that you're not capable of doing it at the moment, possibly for finance. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yep.
Right, but the feeling is what they're giving me here, and your grandfather especially is saying to me here that for you, there has been a major knock in your life and it's taking you back a few pegs. And this is what's stopping the flow of energy as well. Can you understand this?
Most definitely, yes. Yeah.
Because what it is that I've got a raw sort of energy of passing. This could be to do with mother or the situation of a loss. But it feels to me that it's taking a back step with you, be able to push your energy forward. And the message from Spirit here, very quickly, is saying to you, we are here right with you. Don't let this bring your energy down. Because they're looking at you and they're in the better place. Do you understand what I mean? They're in the better life. And they're saying, you're the one having to pick up the pieces and deal with moving on with life. Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
And I'm going to say to you, look, wipe away that tear. And you've got to do something with the dog.
Do something with?
A dog. Have you got a dog around you?
No.
Can you understand with about something to do with the dog?
No.
Right. I'm looking at a brown or a lightest brown looking dog. Is there one in spirit as well?
There is, yes.
Right. Can you understand where I feel that there might have been this close connection to this dog as well, where that's something that was taken away from you as well?
Yep, yep.
Because I feel that all these little things, even the memory of like the dog and your mum and everything, it feels like it's all got to you over the years, and I feel it's holding you back. Babe, I've got a lot of time on this. So, look, I'm going to leave their love with you and say, look, listen, they're saying to you, you must get things sorted around you now. It is important. They love you lots. They're putting their healing love around you, and I'm hoping that I can connect with you again, either through me or Mike. I'll leave their love with you, darling. But, look, listen, they're saying be strong and get things sorted now. Okay?
Okay.
Bless your heart, darling. Listen, also, there's a birthday or celebration coming up, and they're going to be around at that time, okay? And it feels like we're going to the end of this month. Do you understand what that is?
No.
Right, there's something coming up. It may not be directly to you, directly as a birthday, or so, but there's something coming up around the cusp of...
Grant, we need to cut in there. We need to end.
No problem, right? But remember that late connection of birthday or link or celebration, okay?
Yeah, there's an anniversary, wedding anniversary coming up at the end of this month.
Fantastic. As long as you know, I'm going to hand you back to Mike. Mike, thank you.
Come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We'll say thank you for calling and look forward to your calling again. Thank you. Bye now.
Bye.
Grant, just give us your website details again.
Yeah, it's Grant Collier www.grantcollier.co.uk, or you can go through to me on my email at grantcolliergooglemail.com.
Okay, thank you, Grant. And Facebook?
Facebook, yeah, Grant Collier, come through, Collyer, because a lot of people can spell it the other way. Yeah, come through to me and I'll add you and you'll know more about me.
Okay, well, thank you, Grant. I'll say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Thank you, Mike.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm.